KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a bit of a mist in the air associated with the fog. We look for it to be cloudy today, a high of 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, the storm system that glazed much of Nebraska and Iowa with ice has mostly left the states, but officials remain cautious about traveler safety, even as dire weather warnings have been lifted. Authorities say puddled water on untreated roads, especially those in residential neighborhoods, could have refrozen last night into this morning, leaving the roadways slippery. Dozens of school districts in both Iowa and Nebraska have canceled classes or plan to open later than normal this morning. University of Nebraska campus in Kearney and Lincoln and Omaha also canceled classes. Major utilities reported only a handful of weather-related outages. Police and council believe a man walking naked Monday morning around Big Lake Park was treated for exposure and then committed to a local hospital for a psychological evaluation. A caller reported to police at around 11:15 a.m. that they had asked the unidentified male subject if he needed help, but the man refused to answer and continued to walk toward the park. Bluffs police checking the area were unable to locate the man. Council Bluffs Fire Department responded with their hovercraft and thermo imaging equipment. And after about 2.5 hours of searching, the man was located in the wooded area along Monument Road just north of Council Bluffs. The unidentified individual was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Creston police say a Creston resident reported to authorities Monday that a debit card from a wallet he lost on Sunday had been used at the Casey's convenience store in Creston. The loss was estimated at $20. In other news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Greenfield beginning at 9 a.m. During their session at the courthouse, the Adair County Supervisors will act on a Grand River trustee resignation, a fiscal year 2016 audit representation letter, the awarding of farm-to-market granular surfacing contract, and conservation correspondence. County Treasurer Brenda Wallace will present her semi-annual report to the board, and Tiva Dawson will talk about the North and Middle River watersheds. The Adair County Supervisors will conclude their meeting with a budget work session. There are at least two meetings on tap for this evening that you might be interested in. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet in the Council's chambers of the Atlantic City Hall beginning at 5:15. And the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board will meet beginning at 6 p.m. in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. During their meeting, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board will act on approving a little schoolhouse donation. They'll also hear updates from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm with regard to the Sunnyside Pool Steering Committee, the Enhance Iowa Cat Grant application, and the Sunnyside Ice Rink, along with Shaw Park Shelter reservations. Stasselm will also discuss a Schulberg Recreation Area Campground Board recommendation and planning for summer programs and projects. The Exira EHK School Board is expected to discuss tonight the Teachers Association opening proposal, a budget review, the FFA February 8th competition and possible trip, a request from Salem Lutheran Home for assistance in the event of an emergency, a facilities assessment, a review of the finance and refinancing estimate, timeline and term sheet, and building alignment, among other matters. A federal report finds the problem with pregnant women abusing opioids and other prescription drugs is worse in rural farm states like Iowa than in more populous urban states. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says the problem is only continuing to grow as more babies are born with symptoms of opioid withdrawal.
This has been a real tragedy. You know, I've certainly visited hospitals in particular and heard from neonatal ICU nurses and doctors about how heartbreaking it has been for them to see children who are withdrawing from opioids in the first hours and first days of their lives.
A new report found 5 out of every 1,000 births in urban areas involved babies suffering from opioid withdrawal symptoms due to the mother's abuse, while in rural areas, the figure rises to 8 in every 1,000. He says the women with addictions owe it to their unborn babies to seek help immediately.
Treatment can, in fact, help pregnant women who are dealing with addiction to opioids, and it can reduce the likelihood that their children will have adverse effects when they're born.
The trouble is rural areas may offer few treatment facilities, if any. Murthy says the first step is for the mothers to admit they have a problem. Well, residents hope streetscape work and building renovations will help to return the town of Walnut to its former glory. The Pottawatomie County community of around 775 residents has long been known as the Antique City for its many antique shops. Mayor Gene Larson told the Daily Nonpareil that the project is part of the community's effort to maintain the vitality of the antique trade. Construction started in November on facade upgrades on 16 storefronts. The work should be finished in time for the 35th annual Walnut Antique Show, which takes place Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. The streetscape work includes upgrades to sidewalks, curbs, and gutters, as well as straightening and leveling the cobblestone roadway downtown. The $1.09 million project is funded in part by $700,000 in grants. Slick sidewalks, parking lots, and roadways could remain a problem this morning, as we mentioned earlier, as temperatures across the state hover right around the freezing point. A slight warm-up is expected to arrive tomorrow, but the National Weather Service meteorologist Brad Small says that could bring another danger along rivers, and that's ice jams.
So as all this ice that's accumulated on the grass thaws and releases into the streams, and we get a little bit more melting, including the ice jams, the potential for those ice jams will increase.
There's little that can be done to prevent ice jams from happening, and Small says they can quickly lead to flash flooding.
The ice just bottles up and blocks up the flow, and anywhere upstream of that is potentially could see flash flooding, and then downstream the river's levels even sink down a little bit until the ice jam breaks. So certainly flash flooding is a possibility. You could get water and or even ice chunks into your yard.
High temperatures on Wednesday are expected in the upper 30s to near 50. Highs on Thursday are forecast to reach the 40s to low 50s. Governor Terry Branstad's plan for erasing the anticipated red ink in the current year's state budget may be overhauled by legislators.
We've been warning that the level of spending was accumulating to a point where this kind of crisis was going to occur, and we're prepared to fix it. We're going to fix it.
That's Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock. While there's not as much tax revenue as originally predicted, Dix said the state is still collecting more taxes this year.
We only have so much money. I would suggest that should be plenty for us to find a way to accomplish a balanced budget that treats the state government like the family budget.
Republicans and Democrats have raised concerns about the depth of Branstad's proposed cuts to the agencies that run the state's prisons and put troopers on the highway. Others have suggested the governor's proposed cut to the judicial branch is too steep. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer, a Republican from Clear Lake, isn't ready to share details, but she does confirm that legislators will adjust Branstad's plan.
We've got a couple different ideas than the governor, and so we'll have those conversations, and by early in the week we'll be able to hopefully file a bill and get it moving through committee and get it done.
Other issues are on hold so legislators can make this budget decision first. Upmeyer says the longer legislators wait, the worse the current year's budget dilemma will be.
It's tough. We know that. So we want to make sure we get it done. We get it done as quick as we can.
Branstad has proposed $110 million in cuts to the current year's budget. Republicans will match that. Some Republicans are even hoping to award more tax cuts to small business and farmers for the depreciation of equipment. The governor did not include that tax adjustment in his budget outline. That is a check of the news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.